Good morning, my brothers and sisters. I welcome you to the devotions for Wednesday, April 9th, 2024, being the second week of Easter. These devotions are brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Island. I am Father Peter Ferguson, the priest in charge of St. David and St. Augustine Parish, Crooked Island, Acklands, and Long Key. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who in the Paschal mystery established the new covenant of reconciliation, grant that all who have been reborn into the fellowship of Christ's body may show forth in their lives what they possess by their faith. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. The Gospel according to St. John, chapter 3, verses 7 to 15. Jesus said, "Do not marvel that I say to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you the teacher of Israel and yet you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life." In this passage for today, Jesus engaged in a conversation with Nicodemus, a Pharisee and a ruler of the Jews, about the necessity of being born again to enter the kingdom of God. Through this conversation, Jesus reveals the profound truth about eternal life and the way to obtain it. Jesus uses the analogy of the wind to explain the mysterious work of the Holy Spirit in bringing about spiritual rebirth. Jesus said, "The Spirit moves in the ways that are unseen and unpredictable, just like the wind. And only through the Spirit can we experience true transformation and new life in Christ." Nicodemus, a learned teacher and of Israel, struggled to grasp the spiritual truths Jesus presented to him. And despite his knowledge of the scripture and his experiences, he failed to grasp the concept of being born again through faith in Christ. And so Jesus gently rebukes Nicodemus, highlighting the importance of believing in heavenly truths even when they surpasses human understanding. And finally, Jesus draws a parallel between his crucifixion and the account of Moses lifting up the serpent in the wilderness. Just as the Israelite was saved from death by looking upon the bronze serpent, so too are we saved from sin and death by looking upon Jesus, who was lifted on the cross for our redemption. And so, my brothers and sisters, the message of St. John in the Gospel for this morning reminds us that eternal life is a gift received through faith in Jesus Christ. It is a gift where we experience the new birth and inherit eternal life. However, we must believe in the Son of God who is lifted up for our salvation. And so as we reflect on this passage, I would like for us to consider the following question to ponder. We experience rebirth through faith in Christ. And so I ask you, have we truly experienced spiritual rebirth through faith in Jesus Christ? And so I ask us to examine our hearts and renew our commitment in him. Secondly, To experience the new birth, we must trust in the Spirit. Question: are we willing to surrender to the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives and allow Him to transform us within and guide us in the ways of God? And thirdly, to experience the new birth, our eternal perspective must be prioritized. And so I ask us, do we prioritize heavenly truths over earthly concern? Scripture says, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, and trust in His promise of eternal life for all who believe in Him. And so as we embrace the gift of eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ, I pray that we will allow the Spirit of God to work in us and transform us into new creation for His glory. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the gift of eternal life through Your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to understand the depth of Your love and the sacrifice made on the cross for our salvation. Grant us the faith to believe in Jesus and receive the new birth by the power of Your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.